The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, is meeting to discuss production levels in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Key OPEC member state, Iran, has made it clear that it will increase its output level with or without approval from the organization. Saudi Arabia and Israel are reportedly engaged in a campaign of covert diplomacy against Iran. According to media sources, Saudi and Israeli officials have held at least 5 secret meetings since the beginning of last year to discuss their mutual interests in the face of Iran. At least 2 soldiers have been killed in a bomb attack by Houthi fighters in Jazan region in Saudi Arabia. No further details are available. This comes as Saudi-led campaign against Yemen is about to enter its 7th week. Russia says it will soon deliver the S-300 air defense missile systems to Iran. Sergei Lavrov says that the delivery is being prepared and will happen shortly. The top Russian diplomat made the comments following a meeting with his visiting Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in Moscow. The Iraqi army says dozens of ISIL Takfiri terrorists have been killed in airstrikes in Anbar province. Officials say the strikes also destroyed 2 bomb-making factories used by the terrorists. Another operation in Salah ad-Din province, Iraqi joint forces have secured roads to the Bouaiji oil refinery. Officials in Iraq's Kurdistan region say ISIL Takfiri terrorists have kidnapped more than 170 children from the northern city of Mosul. They say the children have been taken to terrorist camps to be trained for bomb attacks. At least 38 people have been killed and dozens more injured in 2 bomb blasts in northeast Nigeria. No group has claimed responsibility for the terrorist attacks, but officials usually blame similar incidents on the Boko Haram Takfiri group. And South Korean authorities have declared, quote, war against the outbreak of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. This came after Seoul reported a 4th death from the disease. 5 new cases overnight, including a doctor, have pushed the number of infected people to 41.